Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, Giggle Meisters?
Cute.
You hated that one. You hated it. But you know what?
I hated that one.
A for effort.
But this is a very, you know, like, obviously, we look at each other every time we're doing the podcast, but when we're in the same room, we actually don't like it.
I don't like it. I was about to say I don't like it at all. It's too intimate. Paige and I both have serious, deep, deep intimacy issues.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
You know, I walked in, I like hugged Craig, and I looked at you, and I was like, are we hugging? And you definitely were like, if you want to hug, I'll hug, but I'm not like here for it. And then we hugged, and I'm like, this feels so weird, and I don't know why.
Wait, I just talked about this with Sierra, too. Like, we were saying how, like, we just never hug. And I've slept in bed with both of you over 100 times.
Yeah.
We've never.
She's like, I've scissored you and Sierra and back again. And
not a hug in sight. No. And, like, we've never touched in the bed. Like, our feet have never touched. Like, there's a clear, like, I'm on my side, you're on your side. And, like, no, I could not tell you the last time, like, I hugged one of my girlfriends.
You know those, like, touchy friends that, like, love touching you?
Yeah, I don't have any. <You're> I got rid of them before 25. I was like, not my vibe.
Oh my God. I like, you know when girls will like hold your hand walking down the street and then you're just like, I don't want to reject you right now, but
no.
I feel heebie-jeebies.
Like, but here's the other thing though. We are very affectionate people.
Are we?
No, I think we are. Like, yeah. I think you and Des are very affectionate. You hug your mom all the time.
Yeah, well, I'm not a monster. I love to hug my mom. She's like, you've never hit your mom once. You've never even poisoned her.
Wait, that is just. Do your grandparents
kiss you on the lips?
I don't have any grandparents. Thanks for bringing it up.
She's like, yeah, from heaven.
Oh, how my dead grandparents turned into a joke only on Giggly School.
But you're right. Zoom has just been our comfort zone page. But now we're like leveling up because everyone was making fun of our Zoom clips and they were like, guys, get it together. So now we're like in Paige's living room on her couch and we're like a little too close for comfort. And honestly, don't make eye contact with me. Oh, God.
No, eye contact is, awkward for me too.
Speaking of affection, what is this thing you wrote about getting Craig flowers?
Oh, my God. This is one of the best things that's ever happened to me ever. So on Monday, Craig was in, I think, Washington, D.C. Him and Austin were doing like a live Pillows and Beer show. But it was also the day that his book was launching. If you have, like, what's the name of his book?
Pillow Talk?
Yeah, Pillow Talk. Yeah.
How do I know? I just guessed, actually. I'm like, that would be a good name for him.
So if you haven't gotten his book, it's really, really good.
I was
it's
like,
the
Harry
only,
Potter?
The only book I've read this year because it was just so good. So he's doing, like, all this press for his book launch day. So in the morning, I like didn't talk to him because I knew he had something at like 11. I knew he had something at like 12. I woke up for I had something at 10 a.m.
We get
so
it.
Like we just
your
like
boyfriend
didn't...
has a job. We get it. Or whatever.
Sorry, we're busy. We work. No, so I didn't talk to him until like after his last like press interview, which was with I think like People Magazine or like Us Weekly or something. So he FaceTimes me and he goes, "Wow, thanks for the flowers." And I was like, "What?" I was like, he was like, did you send me these like purple flowers for my book launch day? And then I thought like, oh my God, what an asshole. I didn't even think to even send him something for his book launch. So there was a split second that I was like, should I just say yes? But I was like, no, I didn't send you them. Like, is there a card? And he was like, well, let me look. He like opens a card, nothing written on it. And I was like, oh, no, I didn't send it. Like, didn't think anything of it. And he was like, well, I just did a People interview and the guy rang my doorbell in the middle of the People interview. And so I just got up and got it and said, oh, Paige got me flowers. People ended up writing an entire article about what a supportive girlfriend I am because in the middle of his interview, he got flowers and I didn't send them. And now
that's
like,
why you can't always trust the media, folks.
And now I will look like such an asshole because not only was I not supportive, it didn't even cross my mind.
My question is, who the fuck is sending your man purple flowers?
Right?
Very detailed.
Right?
It's clearly what a girl would do. No man would match the cover of the book with the flowers.
I was like, who delivered it? What is the name of
you're like,
the
I know
florist?
Des has a second family, but we all know that. We don't know about your other families.
Right.
Interesting. That's hilarious. And it reminds me of Us Weekly when they first interviewed me about Des.
And what happened?
And they were like, what's it like being with someone who's 45? So I played
along. They're
like, along.
We've never seen one before.
I played along and I'm like, I'm afraid he's going to die every day. And we like laughed, but like I was whatever. And then the headline came out and it's like, Hannah Berner, afraid fiance is going to die. And I was like, you motherfuckers! Oh, God.
That is
so
good.
Paige is the most generous girlfriend, and Hannah's checking Des's pulse every day to wait for.
So anyway, so that was like my early week laugh, and I have been telling everyone that story.
You're like, so that was the only dopamine hit of the week, and then it went downhill from there.
Yeah, and I've been in a pretty intense spiral ever since.
Same. Now I get all your DMs. Anyone DMs you, you don't respond. They DM me, and you know how I am with admin, but I do my best. Someone was like, please, please ask Paige this on the pod. She goes, I'm afraid she's changing. Like, you know how you change to look like your significant other sometimes?
Yeah.
She said she's afraid that you're changing your fonts on Instagram stories to be like Craig's font.
Oh, no.
And I was
oh
like,
oh, my God, is that the rumor out there?
Yeah, like people are worried.
People are talking about it.
People are scared.
It?
People think you're like brainwashed. Is everything okay?
You want to know what? So I was looking at the fonts that I had been using and I was like, wow, I always use the same font. I'm going to try and switch it up.
Yeah.
And so I clicked like just like the one next to it and I was like, oh, I haven't done that before. Let me try.
Okay, is Craig forcing you against your will?
Now I am thinking like did he mind control me? Because is that the font that he uses? And did I subconsciously do that? And now I have to delete my whole Instagram.
You have to, because we don't love the vibe of
you guys using
the same font.
Oh my God.
Because his font is probably like...
It's like Crayola crayons.
Yeah.
Which is what I think about when I think of him.
Yes. When he does it, it's adorable. When you do it, it's like ironic.
You know how there's like TikToks when people are like, the name Mike and this Crest toothpaste is the same thing. And you like can't explain it.
Craig is a Crayola font.
Craig is a crayon. And I can't explain that. You just have to know.
Your Times New Roman.
For sure.
I think I'm...
Cosmic Sam.
Ew! Wait, that was the meanest thing you've ever said to me. And that is karma from God.
Okay, just look at my nails for a second. This is disgusting.
Please put it away. It's
no,
like,
she shouldn't be. Like,
it's so bad for our brand at this point. Now you're starting to hurt my brand.
If a girl, if you're talking to a girl ever and her nails look like this, she will fuck your boyfriend. Just like know that if your friend shows up to dinner and her nails look like this, she has no integrity. She can't be trusted.
She will steal a salt shaker from the restaurant.
Yeah.
She bought a fake Prada bag on DHgate.com. She.
Oh my God, I feel like these were like all my friends in high school.
She puts all her dirty clothes on the chair.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
I'm still recovering from the Comic Sans comment.
Yeah,
that's like
mean.
Calling me the Miranda of the group, which I'm pretty sure you have done also. So
sometimes
I was going to say Ariel or Helvetica.
Oh, you could be Helvetica.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But like, whatever. It's too late. You fucked it up. Okay. Big elephant in the room that we haven't addressed.
That I chop my hair.
You guys, this is a new era. What is this era you're going in?
I just wanted to come back. Like, I wanted to be me again, and I feel the most me when my hair is super short. And I was just like, I love a trend. I loved my curtain bangs. They were so fun. But I'm really just not a long-haired gal.
You know, you posted something like 5 years ago, your first front page news.
Yeah.
And your hair was long. And yeah. I felt like you were almost like the mature version of her.
Yeah.
But I'm like, with a jawline like yours.
Thank you.
Chop that shit off.
Right.
Like, if I had a jawline, I would, dare I say, G.I. Jane it. A little soon.
We have to talk about that. I have so many thoughts. A little
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, we need a full update on that.
But it's I'm also proud of you. So much easier. Thank you.
It looks so good.
Thank you. I just feel so much better.
And you have, but before you had like a really sleek cut, which you can probably make this one sleek too, yeah. But it is a little like shaggy.
She's air drying.
Yeah, that's she's air drying right now, but she looks great. Yeah, I'm proud of you.
She's like Sunday morning, like big t-shirt. Like she makes coffee for herself at like 8 a.m. even on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never, but like this is what the haircut gives.
Yeah. And like vibe. She could go to Pilates or stay
she
in.
She totally could.
And she always looks like she just did Pilates.
Yes. She always has like a slight glisten.
Yes.
And you're like,
glow.
Is she sweating or like does she just have such good moisturizer on?
Exactly. Does she smell or is it just like organic oils, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's her.
Oh my God. I am.
The Will Smith thing.
Can we have a little update on that? Because a lot has happened since.
So, apparently.
Apparently.
He, what is the word?
Oh, he resigned.
I kept having, like, retired.
He resignated.
He resigned from the Academy, which I thought that meant that, like, he could never be nominated ever again. And, like, any movie he did, like, nobody would ever care
about
it. For
a second, I was like, so
he
can't act. Like, it's like you got kicked out of the NFL. Like, you can't play football anymore.
Yeah, you can't perform anymore.
However.
But it's he can't vote.
And he doesn't get the little, like, pre-screeners.
Yeah.
Which, like.
But here's the other thing. I feel like the Academy is, like, a straight-up cult also.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get a documentary in like, 2090 that it was, like, the Academy. It was wild.
Yeah.
And I feel like they will never give him an Oscar ever again.
Is he allowed to be invited to the Oscars again?
I don't know that
I don't
part.
Think you have to be part of
well,
the Academy.
I don't think he will be because the tradition is who won Best Actor next year will present Best Actress for that year. and he probably won't be able to do that.
Why is it like Miss Universe? No, like, what? Which I don't trust either. Talk about a satanic cult.
Talk about a cult. I think pageants are cults for sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, how like Miss America that it's like you can't be crowned.
Yeah.
Like it's scary. But he also on live television went up and slapped the shit out of
him. I love how they're like, Will Smith, you don't get any pre-screeners. So you just have to wait for it to come out like a normal person or just ask all your friends who are actors who will have the pre-screeners.
But no, a lot of his projects are getting like halted and like waiting to see what happens. I feel like it's one of those things that only time will tell like how people react to him.
Pre-screeners are so weird. Sorry, I'm still on pre-screeners.
Yeah, get over it.
Pre-screeners. Apparently pre-screeners. No, imagine being an actor, getting pre-screeners and like watching a movie and like hoping they act badly.
Like absolutely, 1,000%.
Nicole Kidman has like a great crying scene and you're like, fuck.
Yeah. Or like this, some movie is a like House of Gucci bombed. There's someone that hates Lady Gaga that's like, fuck yeah.
Well, if you're competing.
Yeah.
I love how now I'm like fully lying on the couch. But yeah, you're like rooting for them. Like they're not going to fuck up their lines, but like.
I dated a guy in New York City and his dad was in like SAG or whatever, but like as a writer. And yeah. So he would get all the screeners. So we would get like all the really, really good movies like 2 months before. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to lie, I stayed with him for a while because of that.
Yeah.
Like I was just stealing movies.
You stayed for less. I fully believe that.
That was Jail Guy.
That was Jail Guy? Wait, that's a critical, important part of Jail Guy. While he was in jail, you were watching it and giving him a spark notes of each movie.
Oh my God.
Okay, so Will Smith. What's happened since is Will Smith has come out with an apology. Mm-hmm. But apparently a lot of... Sorry, we have a new producer, Patrick. Patrick, when we say apparently, and if you say it seriously, it's weird. Yeah, we can't. Like you can't. Can you stop popping your nails off? It's actually distracting me.
No, but here's the thing. Once you start, you can't stop. It's literally... True. What is that tagline? That's for something. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Once you pop, you don't drop?
I don't know. Whatever. Okay, what were you saying?
Will Smith has a bunch of projects going on that have been put on pause.
One on Netflix. He's doing one on Apple TV that's supposed to come out that he was, like, projected to be Oscar nominated for.
This is the problem. Should Will Smith, like, be canceled? My thing is, I feel like he should do whatever due duties that you do. If you slap someone at the Oscars, but like to take his whole career away, I don't know. But I guess these people in the projects are like, oh, no one's going to want to see the movie if he's in it. But like,
sorry, I do laundry.
Do you have laundry in the apartment?
Yeah, in that closet right there.
The files are in the computer. That's fucking crazy.
What did you just say to me?
The files are in the computer. What is that from? That's from Patrick. What's that from? Oh my God. It's from the model. Blue Steel, and he's like, Zoolander. Thank you.
Okay. Do I think he should be canceled? No, I don't think anyone should be canceled. But I think that, you can't get up and slap someone across the face. That's insane. And also, whenever like something like this happens where like it's in the media that like my parents know the people that are involved. I know the people that are involved. Twitter's going crazy. They're watching like the nightly news. They're hearing about it too. Mm-hmm. I like their take on situations that we would never normally talk about. Like when are me and my dad just like talking about like Will Smith? My parents are livid.
At Will Smith.
Yeah. They're like, how do you just get up and slap someone in the face? And then my dad didn't know about the whole Jada Pinkett Smith and the rapper that she was sleeping with.
Oh, August. So now we did a deep dive.
He did a full deep dive. He was like, Paige, did you know that she was sleeping with someone else who's like her son's age? Like he couldn't believe it.
Well, now they're finding that old... I love that you did front page news with your dad, first of all. Second of all, he needs to come on. Gary needs to come on. I mean...
No, he really
Gary's
does.
Getting a little famous for his like... lifestyle.
No, people are living for him.
Living for Gary, and turns out Gary is main character energy. And Kim is like naturally main character energy, but Gary, I didn't see that for him. When, and I'm kind of loving it.
When we said, like, Dad, do you want to come on stage? My mom, like, immediately was like, no. You're such a loser if you want to do that. And my dad, like, I feel like got hurt because he was like, but that would be fun. And
she
my
called
mom
him
was,
thirsty. She was like, you thirsty ass bitch.
My mom
drink some water, you thirsty.
She's like, it's your daughter's night. How about you not?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, Mom. I know exactly where I get it from. Like, that was the bitchiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Side note, I've been very afraid to bring this up because we do get backlash every time we talk about it. But there are Scientologist stuff going on about how in Scientology, the way they get mad at you is like they hit you across the face. So they're saying like maybe he's a Scientologist and that's how you. What's the word for when someone does something wrong? You
reprimand them?
Yeah, like that's how you reprimand people in Scientology. And I might be
wait,
just spreading
rumors. Wait, Will Smith is a Scientologist?
They deny it. However, they had this like school that they created that apparently was apparently similar to like the WeWork, how they created a school where it's like their own free vision and it was a shit show. But there's some cult shit going on.
Something's not right.
My cult vibes in my vagina are tingling.
You know what? And I'm going to say it, even though, you know, positivity for everyone. But like, this is why you can't have an open marriage.
It's crazy, but it makes me feel like open marriages are, like, hard.
No, I feel like they're probably so hard. Just scheduling in general has to be a goddamn nightmare.
Just, like, being having two guys, like,
no,
that's
how
exhausting.
Do you have the mental capacity?
No, that's why, like, when people cheat, I'm like, good for you for, like, figuring out.
I'm like,
out.
What time do you wake up in the morning?
I know. Like, how does Tristan Thompson even play basketball? That's what I want to know. How do you even practice?
I'm like, how do you get that?
How do you find time to brush your teeth?
In?
Shower in between? I could literally barely shower once in a day. When you go to that old video of the Red Table Talk.
Yeah.
It's awkward. I didn't realize it.
Wait, with
Will Smith. She sits Will Smith down. She's basically like, I was miserable. And I haven't been happy for a while until I was with August.
Wait, I think I have to go back and watch it. I've watched Red Table Talk once and one time only, and that was when Jordan Woods was on.
We all did.
And I think I remember where I was that day. Like, I remember that I was on 35th Street, and I was, like, in an Uber pulling it up on my phone, being like, this is crazy.
Now that you brought it up, I feel so bad for Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, at that age... Having to sit down and get having to speak for this guy who's clearly fucking everyone and their mom and their daughters. No. And that girl had to take all the heat. Not like she was an angel about it, but like, what were you doing when you're, what was she, 18?
Literally. Because humans are not, our brains are not built to know what someone bad is saying about us.
Yes, especially like hundreds of millions of people. And having the Kardashians PR team turn on you, literal nightmare.
Literal nightmare.
Literally
I'd
call it a day.
I'd rather go to jail for tax evasion than piss off one
of the
Kardashians.
The second you go, I have tax evasion, I gotta go. I tax evaded.
No, if I ever pissed off anyone in that family, I would turn myself into the police and be like, I lied to my taxes because just put me in jail.
Yeah,
please.
1,000%. I feel like, but now... It's like too little too late where no one's going to go back and be like, we were hard on Jordan. You can't take that trauma back.
No.
Shoot, I was going to say something.
She has a really hot boyfriend, though, and I feel like she's thriving.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Because now she's not behind Kylie's shadow. She gets to like be her own, right. Her own girl.
What else? Like, do you remember anything else from it?
She basically.
Like, what did he say back when she said that?
Like, he was just quiet, and that's when she called it an entanglement, and everyone's like, you cheated. And then she just was like, I wasn't happy until I was with August, finally. And he just sat there and took it. So now people are trying to be like, Jade is this narcissist. Oh, but what I wanted to say is, just like you're not supposed to see a lot of people hate on you, your mind can't handle it. Our minds also... like love to almost feel good about collectively hating something.
Yeah.
Like we love to
fit in.
And be able to be like, oh, I know right from wrong. So once everyone starts to decide that something's wrong, people love to jump in and be like, Jordan was wrong. Yep. Will Smith was wrong. No, Jade is the narcissist. So like everyone is like confused on who to attack.
Yeah.
But sometimes, guys, let's not attack.
Yeah. The only person not wrong was Nicole Kidman. You know, like, she just sat there. She was being all of us watching it.
To be
everyone
honest,
else.
And
Lupita.
Lupita did nothing wrong.
Now I'm thinking about, like, them watching screeners and, like, who they secretly do hate.
Like, oh, this motherfucker is so fake. Like, so fake. Timothy Chevrolet never has done anything wrong. And you know who finally did nothing wrong? And we need to give her what she deserves in terms of respect, Demi Moore. Leave Demi Moore alone.
I still can't believe
Demi Moore did not ask to be part of this narrative.
Yeah.
I saw a really funny meme where Will Smith is slapping Kanye West when Taylor Swift is on stage and be like, how it should have gone.
Yeah, absolutely.
People would have cheered him.
100%. I mean, you just can't. You just can't slap people in the face.
Also, oh yes, I've been watching a lot of comics takes. One comic was like, this is now raising the bar for how you have to defend your wife all the time. That's just not sustainable.
No.
And then someone else was like, this is Will Smith deciding, do I want half of America mad at me?
Yeah.
Or the woman who I have to sleep with every night mad at me?
Which is kind of terrifying that he went to that extreme just for her, like, approval.
Mm-hmm.
Something weird is going on there.
Something weird is going on. But also, let's be honest, the best actors, the best artists are fucking crazy. So we have to stop, like, trying to make them all relatable and
yeah,
normal.
Like, they're not. They're just
they're
nuts.
Not.
They're not.
They're not. And I'm telling you one thing.
They are. Yeah. You know the whole thing where people are like, celebrities, they're just like us.
They're not.
Nope.
They live in a different universe.
Yeah,
Will Smith and Jada are living in their own reality.
Yeah.
And let's stop. Even, okay, this is going to get some hate. This is going to get some hate. I know everyone likes Tom Hanks. I'm telling you, there's something off with Tom Hanks.
Very interesting.
No one has a son like No one has a son like Chet Hanks. And did nothing wrong. Okay.
And the other one is so, the other son is like so normal.
Which I don't trust. Which I really, oh, you're that perfect?
Because they're so opposite.
They're so opposite. And look, I'm just saying, let's stop making people good or evil. It's not that simple. People are complex, nuanced individuals. And Will Smith made a mistake. Chris Rock apparently went on stage, apparently at the Wilbur. And sorry, I should not have had that coffee.
I was just going to say, if anyone wanted to know what it was like doing cocaine with Hannah, you're experiencing it right now. This is it.
I just chugged a coffee and I can't stop. My brain's moving so fast. So Chris Rock said he still's processing it. So he's not speaking on it yet, which is code for he just hasn't written material that he likes enough yet to talk about it. But
I mean, I will buy tickets to that tour. Let's talk about how, wait, we did the Wilbur Theater in Boston. We did two shows. We sold both of them out. Before Chris Rock got slapped, he was doing the Wilbur Theater, was not sold out until after he was slapped. Then it became sold out.
So you're saying we didn't even need to get slapped by Will Smith.
We didn't even have to get slapped.
There's a really funny clip up by this comic, Ricky Velez, who's doing his stand-up. And some guy, like, comes walking in from the bathroom, and he, like, gets scared. And he's like, sorry, in this climate, you can't stand up close to the stage like that. And then he pulls out a fork, and he goes, I came up here with a fork just in case. He goes, because I'll fight a motherfucker.
That's crazy.
I'll fight a motherfucker.
I would immediately just start crying.
He's like, I'm not taking it like a man. I'm going to bite you.
I'm not trying to be a hero. I'm not. Like, I'm just going to be totally honest. If I'm in a store and, like, a robber comes in, I'm playing dead. Like, don't look. I'm telling everyone now, do not look to me to be any type of hero.
Wait, how many times have you watched a movie and been like, if I was in that situation, I would 1,000% survive. You play dead under a dead person.
Yeah. Anytime Craig makes me watch a war movie, I'm like, how are you not just, like, laying down and pretending to be dead?
Because you have to fight for your country.
I could not.
You know what you definitely have done? You've definitely pretended you're asleep in many situations.
Half my life. Half my fucking life. The amount of times I have pretended to be asleep from a young child, I still do it.
You want to hear something so stupid? When I was a little kid, I read something like, when you're asleep, your eyes move rapidly. So when I'd pretend I was asleep, I would close my eyes and move my eyes back and forth. And be like,
and your parents were like, we need to see a priest.
Another exorcism needs to be scheduled. I remember thinking, like, I'm a genius. Look how authentic my fake sleep is.
Yeah. I used to get applesauce and hide it under my bed and then put it on my blanket and tell my mom I threw up. That just got...
Like, to get out of school or yes. just to fuck with your mom?
No, to get out of school. I hated going to school.
Wait, that's disgusting.
Yeah. And my mom was like, I know that this is applesauce.
She starts eating it. She's like,
She's like, you're going to school. No, I was very good at pretending to, like, be sick.
I just found out that Dez used to put pillows in his bed, like, a la Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and jump out the window and go drink with his friends.
No way. Did he ever get caught?
He was so naughty. Yeah, all the time. He was naughty. He also was in a foreign country. Like, his parents shipped him out to Ireland when he was 14. And then he would, like, be running around in a foreign country.
And you can drink so much earlier there.
Yeah, and also it's, like, such a boy move. Like, the things boys can do that, like, we would have immediately been kidnapped.
Did you ever sneak out in high school?
I lived in New York City. Yeah, you just right. immediately die.
I know, right.
You
yeah.
just immediately, like, you're so scared.
Yeah, it's not even like
I live by Prospect Park, which is the most beautiful park. But the second it got dark out, you were like, people get killed.
Yeah.
That's where you get killed.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
So I was just scared.
Wait, let's talk about something else that's but kind of a good transition to home life. Hilaria Baldwin. First of all. She's, like, totally back to being fully Spanish. Like, her accent is so insane when she talks on her stories. But there's something about her that I must watch. Like, I am enthralled with watching her Instagram stories and the fact that she has pushed out an entire fucking baseball team.
Do you think this is a PR move?
I think something's clearly not all there. But, like...
Do you think that they love having kids and Alec has been going through a hard time and she's like, let's distract ourselves with raising another human who doesn't want to be in this world, but we're forcing it?
I just think seven is a lot. The guy's got to be tired. That is a full life moment change. Like,
I saw two kids in the airport and I was like, absolutely not.
I saw a family of four in the airport and I was like, keep it in your pants, sir.
Okay.
Like, I was like, this is too much.
I'm going to say it again. This is a controversial podcast. Three is too much.
Three is too much.
Three is, like, selfish at this point. It's three, like, how much, like, DNA do you need to fucking spread in this world?
Stop showing off. Have two. Cut it.
Have two.
two and done. And what I get nervous about is I know that I'm two and done. So if I get two boys or two girls, I'm going to be livid.
I know.
Like, if I get one of each, it's like, our moms were so lucky.
Our moms were so lucky.
Not only did they have us who constantly make them proud.
Who shine a light on their lives.
Nothing bad.
Like, just make their lives a little more dramatic and exciting.
But, like, and they just had girl, boy, done.
I'm so happy you brought this up. People will think that we're talking about random stuff, but it's actually seamless transitions if you really listen.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
So I know why it's, I know my girl name. I know my girl name. I've known it forever. I can't choose a boy name, and now I know why. Because every guy I've ever fucked, I cannot name my kid that name.
Ever.
So I have no names.
Ever.
But, like, think about how many names you can't name because you talked to a guy for a week and he was kind of a dick. And you're like, oh, it reminds me of Eric. Oh, I hated that Eric guy. He was such a creep.
No, I could never name my son Eric, I feel like.
No. So, like, there's so many names that are good, but I'm like, that's my ex's name. I can't name my kid my ex's name or he'll think I'm, like, obsessed with him.
I don't have one boy name on my list because...
You're not manifesting a boy?
I am, but, like, the thought of a small penis growing inside me does freak me out.
Wait. Oh, my God.
I mean, that's what it is. No, I actually want a boy first, but I have no name for him. And Craig texted me the other day being an absolute sociopath. Sometimes he'll just like throw out random names and he's like, would you ever name a child that? And it'll be like Straw. And I'm like, no, I'm not Gwyneth Paltrow.
Honestly, I hate to say this, but Craig is going to do some Charleston names. What are you going to say?
No, he's not even. He wanted to name his son.
Are you allowed to say this? Or are you blowing up a spot right now?
I'm not taking this name ever, so okay. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, we don't care.
Seven. I was like, you can't name your kid a fucking number, Craig.
Okay, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Then he wanted to name Chance, and I was like, the rapper? He's not a rapper. Not a rapper.
I probably like how he's just picking
probably
words.
Actually be extremely nerdy.
I like how he's picking random words.
He texted me the other day, ransom. I go...
Be like, sorry. Craig, can you spell ransom?
Like, I'm sorry, what? Like a kidnapping? You want to name our child
Wait,
that?
What are the most Southern boy names? I'm just, Hayden comes to mind. Hayden, Tristan.
Southern? I feel like it's not even the first name. It's like all the shit that comes after it.
Yeah.
It's like William Charles, but we call him Trey the Third.
Yeah.
Like it's basically Bridgerton names if you're in the South.
Oh my
God. Like it's just like Lord or Lady. Like, yeah. And we're like, we get it, Bartholomew.
And every girl's in the South's middle name is Lynn. That's actually a fact.
Yeah.
that's just
based on the consensus.
Yeah. Like, that's just science.
Yeah.
Wow. But, and then, yeah, I told you, Des and I, the name I want, he's like my friend's, like his best friend's daughter has the same name. So he doesn't.
What is your name again? We're not telling people, but should I know this?
I mean, I'll tell people.
Really? Are you sure?
It's my middle name, Lucy. I want to name my daughter Lucy.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's also like fighting the patriarchy. You know, men always name their kids their name, but women never do it.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why the fuck is that?
Why is that? Why I is don't that? Know.
Maybe it's because women are actually, caretakers and we're not like trying to like, I don't know.
Lorelai Gilmore did that, but they called her Rory. But her name was Lorelai if you really watch the show.
What a great fact. What a great citation.
I do also love when girls have boy names. But here's the thing with that. And I don't want to be rude, but you have to be hot. You have to be.
Hot take.
You're putting a lot of stress on your daughter by giving her a really cool boy name. And if she's not even remotely cute, she's going to have a tough time. I just feel like the boys are going to, like, people are going to bully her, I feel like. And that is scary.
Or does bullying make you stronger?
No, it doesn't.
Because I have to say, I was bullied, and that's why I'm hilarious. Because that you have to find true. Laughter in the darkness.
No,
and if you don't have any darkness
true.
Growing up, you're boring.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why hot people aren't as funny.
Yeah, they're...
Except you. Which is very strange, but I think it's because...
I think it's because I had an older brother who literally beat the shit out of
yeah,
me every day.
Yeah, he bullied the shit out
like,
of you.
Just pounded me
No
down.
One makes you feel worse than a brother.
Ever.
You could be the hottest girl in the world, and to your brother, you are the most disgusting mole rat.
Yeah. And so stupid. You know, my brother doesn't know how I get through the day because I'm so dumb. And he tells me all the time.
It is funny that...
that I get through the day.
That you...
It is hilarious that you have managed to, like,
do you know your acne face? My brother once called me a pizza face, and I never forgot it.
Don't ever forget it.
He said I look like a pizza.
That's awful.
I don't even know. Like, I'm oily. Whatever.
How did we even get here?
How did we get here?
Boy names, yeah.
Oh, speaking of names, I'm obsessed with a betta fish.
Okay.
And his name is Swim Shady. And I got in a TikTok wormhole last night.
On fish?
On a fish. A betta fish named Swim Shady. And this fish was in a tiny, like, department store.
Okay.
And it had, like, a curve in its spine. And the water was green, and it was going to die, and she took it in. And she made it this – she got it this big fishbowl house, uh-huh. and she put all these pretty things in it, and she cleaned the water, and you watch Swim Shady get confident in himself, and his spine started getting better. This is like 40 minutes in.
Hannah, have you been taking your medicine?
No. I, like, you know when you do the update videos and you're like, I can't give up now. I have to see what happens to Swim Shady.
Yeah.
And then she started getting Swim Shady friends, but then the internet got involved and was like, this is not healthy, like, mixing
it's
the environment.
The
water is not getting, like, and then I was stressed about that. And then I had to follow the lives of where the guppies went because she got some guppies. And because the guppies apparently are not supposed to be alone. They have to be in friend groups. This coffee is hitting me hard. And then, but Swim Shady is thriving. But then I got really upset because Swim Shady's going to die one day.
You and Craig actually should have dated because you like fixate on these dumbass things. You're like, oh God, no.
No.
These dumbass things and then have to tell me about
Swim
them.
Swim Shady's not dumb. Swim Shady is an example of perseverance. But Swim Shady's one day going to be stomach up and that's going to be so upsetting. I'm very upset about
that. Did you have a fish growing up?
I saved a fish's life growing up. Actually, I freaked my dad the fuck out.
We'll give you the next Medal of Honor.
No, I freaked my dad out. We had a goldfish, as one does. And one day the goldfish was like upside down. And my dad was like, you have to put the goldfish in the toilet. It died.
Yeah.
And I don't know where, but I got this like little doctor's like hat on and I put doctor's gloves on and I was running around the house. And I said, no, I'm going to save it. And I started singing to it. And the goldfish came back to life, I swear to God. And my dad got freaked the fuck out, and I saved a goldfish.
Hannah, that's fucking terrifying.
Yep, I know. I was scary as a kid.
Wait, I always think of things like this. What do you think your dad said to your mom that night, like when they were going to bed? Like, Hannah really freaked me out tonight.
Oh my God. My
like,
parents?
I think about the conversations. Like, now that we're at the age where it's like, we're going to have kids like one day and it's not gonna be that many years away, and like just thinking about being like, wow, she's a fucking psycho. Look,
like, she's a weirdo.
Like, shoot, is our kid like a fucking,
you know,
weirdo?
When your parents would like whisper and you knew they were talking shit about you, they're like, she's super dumb, we thought it was a phase, but she's
no
still-
literally I can remember being little, my dad like hitting my brother because he's like making fun of me that I like can't read, and he's like, come on, she just, you know, and like he had so much pain that he was like, she's just stupid, like let her go, come on.
I remember my parents when I was like 11 whispering about my tennis match in the morning, and they were like, she's playing a girl who's really good, and if she loses,
yeah,
she's gonna be upset, and we just have to like make sure
no
she's happy.
Talks more shit.
Oh my God, my parents, they talk
and
so much shit
so
about me.
And you're so oblivious as a child. Like, you have no idea that they even talk to each other when you're not around. You
I know.
Like, you can't grasp that as a kid until you grow up. Like, the amount of times my parents must have just been like, we're fucked. Like, yeah, we are absolutely fucked.
My parents
with
used to, in the car, when they wanted to like talk about something that they didn't want us to hear, they used to spell stuff out.
Yeah.
And they said when I was little, they'd hear me in the back being like, kuh, kuh, like trying to sound out the words that they were spelling.
My parents never heard me. I was like, yeah, you guys got that. I am good back here. Spell all day, guys.
I was Gary. Like, my brother was younger.
Yeah.
And my brother wasn't great at spelling. Very smart, not good at spelling. And I remember I'd be eating chips and he'd be like, I want a chip. And I'd be like, spell school. And he'd be like, Mom! And I'd be like, spell school. And he wouldn't. I'd be like, spell the. And he'd be like, I can't. I'm like, fucking idiot.
Hannah.
And he wouldn't eat. I was helping him.
Do you know that my brother used to call me, do you remember the commercials for Hooked on Phonics?
Yeah.
He would call me Phonics.
Wow.
It was so mean. Me and your brother
should we cancel Gary?
Literally. Canceled.
Someone said that they should do a talk show with celebs, a game show, where it's just normal words as a spelling bee. Like scissors and definitely and
scissors
restaurant.
Scissors is not a normal word. Scissors is so fucking hard.
Government.
No. I thought you were going to say they should do a game show with like siblings. Because if there was a game show where me and my brother were on the same team and we had to go against other siblings, we'd fucking dominate.
Yeah, I feel like together you're very powerful. But if you turn on each other,
it's very scary.
It's very scary. My brother is like way more mature than me and actually acts like the older brother. It's pretty funny. Like, I'm scared of him.
In this podcast, I've pulled off all of this, the left hand.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Anyway. And people say we don't do anything.
And you think I have no talent?
No talent. Oh, what do you think about Kim saying that her quote, "You better work," was taken out of context?
I think that people are so always just so quick to hate Kim Kardashian. And I think that her response was amazing.
I think her response, like, people in the comments were like, okay, I'm like, actually, as someone who knows about editing and like how out of context is the way to make you look insane.
Yeah, like she was like, they had a whole question.
She had that weird tone.
And how people even say to her anymore that like she's famous for being famous. Yeah. Like, she's a fucking billionaire. So what happened is
the reporter had been like, when people say you're famous for being famous, what do you say? So she wasn't just going on a speech about how, like, women don't work hard.
Like, what is it? 2012? Like,
she's not famous for being famous.
Famous anymore. Like,
she's famous
for...
She's famous for being famous.
Whatever. This is a podcast.
I mean, I like going back and forth of, like, being mad at her.
I always love her.
I need to call out her problematic behavior sometimes.
She's always been my favorite of all the sisters.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of like, I used to like Chloe the most, but now I like Courtney. Because I thought Chloe's like...
Two top that I feel like I'm the most, I'd get along with the most are Kim and Chloe. But I've always loved Kendall, but I don't think my could I just talk? Mm-hmm. I don't think our personalities would match.
Wait, this is a great question of who we'd be friends with.
Yeah.
Oh.
All day, Chloe. I'd be friends with Chloe all day.
You'd be friends with Chloe. But it's funny because you'd be friends with Chloe. I think Chloe and I are similar.
Yeah.
I like to be friends with girls who are like bitchy.
Yeah.
That I can like break them out of their shell. Like,
so
you.
So you'd be friends with Courtney.
Courtney.
Yeah.
And Kim would scare me a little.
Yeah. Kim is very scary.
Kim is scary. Like, she'd laugh
Kim
at your
could,
jokes.
Like, judge you in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Without even, like, fully body scanning. Like,
yeah.
She'd just be like, gotta go.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Ooh, I just got nervous about that.
Yeah,
I
don't like, worry. Up.
Okay, so there's this new thing called Bimbo Core. Have you heard of it?
No.
Bimbo Core is a new style coming from TikTok where girls, you know how in the 90s, they'd make fun of girls who dress like sluts and bimbos. Okay. It's like a new wave feminism where it's like, we've already proved that we're smart and powerful and amazing as women. We can dress as bimbos again in an empowering way. And they're calling it bimbo core.
I feel like I've waited my whole life.
Yeah. So you just like dress
wear pink
like a hoe.
And
pink.
Like,
yeah, like
skirts.
Legally blonde. Literally bimbo core, legally blonde. And you rock it.
Who said this though, Hannah?
I don't know. Someone on TikTok.
So it's sweeping the nation.
Yeah. But it's kind of like the concept, even like our podcast is kind of bimbo core. As in, I feel like so many women had a show that like women are smart and women are like driven and all that shit.
Yeah.
And now we can act dumb knowing that people know we're not dumb. But a lot of women couldn't act dumb
right.
Because they had to prove that.
And half the time that we're acting dumb, we're being... No, that checked out scientifically.
That checked out. This is like fifth wave feminism. If it goes over your guy's head, it's because you're dumb.
Wait, what was I just gonna say?
Basically, we're not dumb. We're just pretending because we don't have to be.
No, I was gonna say we're just so fucking sarcastic that
yeah.
It can get annoying. I feel like to other people, but that just means like they have no sense of humor.
And
I
if you
feel them,
dumber
but...
listening to this podcast, that's because you will burn brain cells, and that's just a side effect of fun things like alcohol and weed and Giggly Squad. Also, you messaged me. You're back on TikTok sending me videos
yeah.
again, which we love for our friendship. We're doing better.
Yeah.
You sent me a girl who was learning at like 7 years old how to do her mom's makeup and was doing it like incredibly.
Perfectly.
Do you want to teach your daughter how to do makeup?
I messaged you and said I'm having a daughter so I can literally hire her for glam.
And I said that is child labor. Like having your 8-year-old be like, okay, we have 3 hours. We have to be on the carpet in 3 hours.
I'm sorry, have you not heard of chores?
These eyebrows are uneven, Stephanie.
We're doing Giggly Squad, and I'm like calling over my daughter. I'm like, you have to do Hannah now. She's
you go,
like, Mom,
retouch.
I want a cheese stick.
I need like, a
I'm like, if you don't do Aunt Hannah's makeup.
Put down your go-gurt. It's time for a retouch. Okay, if I step on your Lego while I'm trying to go to the red carpet, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't know why the word Go-Gurt just really got me.
What's the, like you cook the cake cooker?
Easy Bake?
Did you turn off your Easy Bake oven? It's time to do mom's highlighter.
Oh, my God. No, but seriously, that's, like, when you were little, I feel like I was always, like, going and getting my mom's purse for her. Like, go get my purse, get my wallet, my purse. You know, I'm, like, running all around. So she can do my makeup if she gets good at it.
My parents used to do the 3-2-1 thing.
Oh, no. We were an accounting family. I remember the first time I saw a kid that I was like, oh, wow, he gets counted at.
Counted out. That's what they call
it.
Yeah,
and I was just like, ooh. And my mom, like, never did that.
Which is funny because she is an accountant and she could have, but she's like, Paige isn't no number, so it wouldn't work with her.
Paige isn't going to get it.
So it worked to an extent, but then you know how you start getting older and you're like, this is stupid? But my dad, when my mom wasn't around, my dad would take advantage of it. Where, like, it was for, like, when you're having a tantrum to be like, okay, 5, 4, and then you'd stop. My dad would be like, give me the remote. And I'd be like, no. And he'd be like, 5. And I'm like, Dad, you're not allowed to use this for that. And he'd be like, order me a pizza. And I'm like, that's not how this works. And he's like, 5, 4. Don't make me get down to 1. And I'm like, Dad, you're literally, this is not part of,
you're like, Dad, I'm 24.
I'm 24. He would count down the craziest shit. And then, like, because my mom wasn't around, I was like, do I have to? And I really thought, like, lightning would strike if it hit 0. So I would just, like, do it because I was scared.
Yeah, you would get so terrified.
I told you my dad told me the eject button in the car for, like, the music would eject me from the car. He was like, don't make me press the eject on you. And I'd be like, okay. And this is why I have daddy issues.
Why I do think about having kids, I feel like I'm gonna want to fuck with them so badly and not realize that could be, like, long-lasting trauma.
Oh my God, my dad would fuck with me so badly. Like, he would always bet me, like, $5 to do ridiculous stuff. Yeah. And then my mom would get mad at him and be like, Danny, like, you can't.
Or, like, when parents would pretend, like, the kid was invisible and then, like, the kid freaks out. Like, that always, like, that used to get me fucking stressed.
I'm not gonna lie. I'll be looking at TikTok and someone's kid will go fucking viral for just, like, being a kid. Like, I don't want to go to school today because I like cookies. And it's like, and part of me is like jelly. I'm like, I wish I had a kid.
Yeah, I'm like, I know I said fucking hilarious.
I know my kid will be hilarious. But then I know that I also might want privacy for the kid.
I don't think we need to worry about it.
Also, you know the celebrities who are like, I don't show the...
What's our social media take on our children?
Yeah, we should decide that now.
We should save handles.
You know, yeah. No, that is such bad luck. But do you know those celebrities who will be like, I don't post my children, but then they'll post a photo and put, like, an emoji over the child's face. And they're like, why did we do that? Like, we get it. You have a child. But, like, if you're going to put an emoji over it, why'd you even post the photo? Because you liked how you looked in it?
I don't know what my stance on that is.
Do you have any other front page news?
Oh my God, Camila Cabello.
Oh yeah.
Was in Miami. She was having a, like, just like a Miami weekend. There was, like, so many paparazzi, and I felt so bad for her because she was like, she said in an article, she was like, it was the most uncomfortable I can say that I ever was in my entire life. And I didn't breathe for the whole day because there were so many people, so many paparazzi pictures of me, like, in a bikini. And I was just terrified to, like, see them online the next day. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was pretty powerful.
Yeah, she was talking about how she just wants to relax at the beach, but she felt the need to, like, put makeup on and to, like, suck in. And it's very... Ugh, it's very upsetting because, yeah, the wrong flattering photo is then posted everywhere. It's,
yeah.
You know how you feel when your friend posts a photo where they look hot and you don't? And you're like, ugh. Imagine that times a billion.
No.
Of your body.
No, it's literally, like, if you ever go through your boyfriend's camera roll of pictures of you, it's literally the troll version of you. And it's like, oh, my God. I'm like,
is that how you see me? Why are you with me?
If you ever posted one of those, I would lose my mind.
But then your phone has tons of photos of him where he looks flawless.
I have so many candid, cool photos of Craig. Oh. It's actually, I could make him a full blog based on the photos I have of him.
Des looks like his cheekbones, the lighting, every fucking time where he takes a photo of me and I'm like, I look like I got kidnapped. Yeah. and I need help.
I'm like, is one eye bigger than the other? That is one thing that's really been happening to me recently in photos. Mm. I'm like, do my eyebrows look like that?
Yeah.
Craig's
yeah.
like, yeah. You know? Like, boys are like so, like, yeah, no, that's what you look like. I'm like, what?
Also, have you ever like gotten a bunch of photos and then people pick out their favorite photos and they're not the ones that you think look good, and then you question what people think looks good?
Wow. I can't believe you just fucking said that, because the other night I was looking at a photo of myself and I was like, but that's not what I look like in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait, is it like, and then the whole like, you know, and like it's flipped thing like started to get really in my head. And I was like, so what do I actually look like? Like, it's yeah,
that's
I get
why
that.
You shouldn't do mushrooms. No, but for real, like I'll have a photo and I have like, you know, when you have your own weird insecurities, like a certain thing, how my ear looks, like yeah. a certain side of my face. And someone will be like, this is the best photo you've ever taken. And I'm like, it's like when someone says, oh, you look like this person. And yeah. then they show a literal troll.
Yeah, when people say this is the best photo ever and it's like totally not in your head, and you're just like, what?
And then you pick another photo and they're like, oh, I don't really like that one. And then you're just like, what is beauty? Yeah. And that's why you just shouldn't get tons of positive.
And you're like,
is
that how we should start our cult introduction?
I think Botox is a cult.
I think I'm still gonna do it though.
Yeah, I think I probably will too.
I think that the first time we really, because I, here's what I will say.
I'll do Botox with you.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. I think that the first time we actually do go and get it, we should go together.
And hold hands.
Yeah.
Even though it'll feel weird,
and
weird for us.
And talk about our entire experience. But I feel like we're both not there for like, have you thought about it?
I've thought about it because, but if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it very light because I need to have my expressions.
Yeah. I've just started thinking about it, which means I feel like I will probably do it in like 2 to 3 years.
But we cannot use it as a gateway drug.
Right. We can't get addicted.
We cannot get addicted.
Imagine flash forward 10 years and our faces are just, and we're like, welcome to giggle school.
This is going to age well. We can't giggle anymore, but back in the day, wasn't that fun we're when like, we can move our face? Ha, 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 ha. Also, look how I'm sitting.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. Why are your feet like that?
What do you mean, why are my feet like that?
That's so uncomfortable. I don't want the bottoms of my feet to ever touch each other.
I have a friend who knows how to intertwine her
That's
toes
disgusting.
Together.
Don't even finish the
and
sentence.
People will pay, no. like foot fetish people will pay no. to see her. Put, and she said it's the most comfortable. She sits with her toes intertwined.
So
like
gross.
She interlocks her toes. And I'm like, who needs a boyfriend?
Remember when like toe socks were like a thing?
Ew! Do you remember when toe sneakers were a thing?
Never.
When people would like jog with their sneakers that had toes in them. Like,
oh,
the kind of guys
okay.
who like wear
yeah, yeah,
full
yeah,
outfits
yeah, yeah.
when they go biking. Like those
I
kind of people.
I always just assumed those people were like training for a marathon. And so I like immediately was like, I don't fuck with those people.
They like watched a documentary and someone was like, humans are not meant to be in shoes. They're meant to walk with their normal feet. So by the, it was a cult.
That's crazy. Like, yeah, I'm not what am I, Spider-Man? Like,
I'm
gonna
not scaling a building.
Yeah, I'm not gonna scale a building. I don't need my toes out.
Okay, I have to end the podcast with one thing.
Okay.
This woman, Julia Tofana.
Okay.
I saw her online. She's the world's biggest female serial killer. She's killed.
Yeah, let's just end it on a really light note. Have an amazing rest of your day, everyone.
This is important, and I hope this inspires people. This was back in the Renaissance days.
Okay.
She killed over 600 men because people... Patrick, our producer, is
just
uncomfortable.
Just immediately got very nervous.
He's nervous.
He was like, this is weird.
He's tight. He's tight right now. So apparently... There was a lot of arranged marriages and a lot of women who were unhappy in their marriage, and they had like abusive husbands, you know, men are trash. So she would sell perfume that was actually poison that they could give to their husbands. And she just, they were just, men were dropping like flies. And this woman
was
an entrepreneur.
I feel like there's a movie about this.
There should be. She was basically the modern day Kim Kardashian with KKW.
Wait, no, I feel like I've seen this story before, and that's amazing. Yeah, they probably had like such abusive husbands. Divorce was like not a thing.
Yeah, divorce was not then. A thing. So she was like, either you live your life miserable or
he dies.
He dies.
Like you have to pray that there's like a war that he's like going to go away to. But then you run into he could just play dead. So he might come back. So you need a plan B, and that is poison.
And that is how Giggly Squad goes full circle. When in doubt, play dead. Thank you guys for giggling with us today. I'm wearing the ski merch. Yeah. It's so hot.
And our next merch collection, I think, is probably the best one.
I mean, it's not like snow vibes.
But we also always say that. We're like, no, this is the best one.
But this one really is. It's coming out. Keep an eye out. Also, I'm going to be in Denver and Austin.
Amazing. I'm going to be right on this couch for the foreseeable future.
Obsessed with that for you. And
See you next time.
Bye.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry Lashes are in. Bold Eye Looks are in. Could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.